Good morning, everybody.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Good to see everybody. Oh, another, there's a few people from Las Vegas. Hello, hello. Please make sure you guys set your chat to everybody as people are coming in. Florida, Canada, Vancouver. Okay, so Gina's from Canada, Kevin's from Vancouver, another from Canada, Germany, UK. Hi, Sean. Virginia, another Canadian, Mark. Another Canadian from Montreal, Vermont, Dana Point. Ah, Sherilyn. I used to spend a lot of time up at Laguna Beach Park. It's a trailer park before in the day. Big Bear. Starting to get cold up there, Johnny. And Big Bear. UK, Devon. Another UK or Ontario. Great. I love to see where everybody signs in from. It's so much fun to see all of the people from all over the globe. Very cool. Pagosa Springs. Central Texas. Hola from Spain. Hi, Myrna. Hello from Belgium. Wow. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Okay, so in Canada, do you guys expect your first snow by Halloween? How does that work? Not from Canada. Just wondering. Right? Nope, not in Toronto. Sweden. How about in Sweden? It's starting to snow there. Oh, late November, huh? Okay. I think there's both, Linda. Ontario, Canada, and Ontario, Canada. Not yet. Palm Springs. How are you today, Lisa? It's good to see you here. Concord, North Carolina. Greenville, South Carolina. Vancouver Island, very mild. That's true. Been there. Philadelphia, PA. Look at all this. Oh, you guys got your first snow up there, huh, Luca? I'm good, Anne. Thanks for asking. Thank you very, very much for asking. All right. So we're just waiting on Brandon to arrive. So while we are waiting, do me a favor, you guys. If it's your first time here, put a one into the chat, please, so I can see who all has arrived, who's here for the first time. Fantastic. So many people. So many people. That's great. Yep. Tons, tons, tons. Everybody, here's a little tip that we're going to go over in just a second, but when you are in the chat, please set your chat to everyone so that everybody can greet you, of course. And sometimes people do put questions into the chat, and we have a great, great group of people. So you never know if you get help there. Auburn, California. Hi, Allison. It's good to see you. All right. If you have
Hello, hello.
questions, good to see you, Brandon.
How are you, Libby?
I'm good. How are you? Look, we're twinning today.
Oh yeah. It's
We
like
called each other.
publishing.com swag.
Yeah, we called each other and set that all up, right?
Big time.
Jason, where in California are you from? We need to know specifics, Jason. All right. Okay, so Brandon, are you ready to get started?
Yes, I am. I can do the intro for us.
Okay, cool. You just.
Let's do this.
All right.
All right, everybody. So, did
Down.
we already do the new thing yet? Or did I miss it?
Yeah, I did
Yep,
that.
looks like I
I did
missed
it.
it.
Yep. Hi, Nick. All right, let's roll it. Let's see if this will work.
All
Or
right.
not.
Well,
Why is
welcome,
Brian?
guys. This is the Sunday Q&A call for all the savages because, you know, we love to work on Sundays. So, let's do this.
So, Jason, I'm from Lafayette, East Bay. Okay, moving on. All right, there we go.
All right. So First things first, we are going to go through all the questions that have been pre-submitted. And then after that, then we're going to go in and handle the rest. And often we have special segments. Sometimes we do specific book cover titles, which we always do on this call. But if you are looking for proof of concept, we do have that on Thursdays, specialized calls specifically for that. Fridays, we have our tech call. And then other than that, the rest are general, right, Libby?
That's correct.
Awesome. And if you ever have an idea for a special segment for us, let us know. We would love to hear it. And at the end of the day, if it's gonna impact, give a positive impact for a majority of the people on this call, we want to know about it. So once we're done the pre-submitted questions, then we're gonna handle the Q&A questions. If you look towards the bottom, right beside the green share button, you have a little button that says Q&A. So if you have any questions that come up throughout the call, or maybe you didn't get a chance to do a pre-submitted question, put your question in there, and then we're gonna handle those right after we're done the pre-submitted slides.
All right, you ready? We have a little bit more to go.
And FYI, there are many students on this call, so we often do pick the calls that are going to be, not the calls, the questions that are going to be the most valuable for the most amount of people. So keep that in mind. And we do have an awesome FAQ section and support team. So anything that's going to be account related, resetting password, Facebook stuff, Katie Spy, Incognito, 7-Day Profit Challenge, pen names, go ahead to the FAQ. We have a lot of good, videos and a lot of good help there. And they're going to be a lot better at serving you than us on this call. So make sure you check it out and don't be shy. And for everybody, once you open the chat, you're going to see that you can select who you're going to be sending a message to. So make sure that you're setting that up to everybody, not just hosts and panelists, because me and Libby might miss a question on the chat. However, we have awesome students that have been doing this for a little bit longer, and they're going to help give you an answer if you have some questions as we go on the chat. So make sure that you set it up to everyone, and that way we can all see what's going on there.
And help each other.
And Publishing AI is open to everyone. So if you haven't gotten a chance to check it out, please do so. It's an awesome piece of software. You can get book topic ideas, generate customer research reports, generate outlines, book descriptions, and even generate a full 30K word book. So if you haven't checked it out, please do so. But it really is an exciting time to be a publisher, because it's going to save you a lot of time and money.
Without a doubt, a lot of time and money. One side going. Okay. Moving on. And just so everybody is aware, because I think we have some new people on here, we are not going to see you. We have over 100 people on the call, 121 right now. So you can see Brandon and I, you can see our screen share, but we will not see your video, nor will we hear you. So if you have any questions, make sure you put them in the Q&A and don't raise your hand either. Sorry, Brandon.
Yep, no problem. Pretty important announcement there. But all right, everybody, we do have a monthly discount code for publishingservices.com. They're an awesome service where they have a lot of different types of a lot of services that they offer when it comes to your publishing journey. And this month, you can get 10% off the formatting package. So that's going to be this month only. You only have a few days left there. But if you do need formatting done, get yourself 10% off.
Good idea there.
And friendly reminder, all support related questions, payment, program access, technical, anything about your subscription, anything about the AI system, please email them to support@publishing.com, and they're going to be the best equipped to help you out with those ones.
All right, let's rock and
All right,
roll. Now, I'm
let's
not
do
going to
this.
lie. Some of the slides, for whatever reason, duplicated. So if we answer a question, and I tried to weed them out, but if we find a duplicated slide, we'll just delete it or skip it or whatever. Okay. Yeah, that's on me.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. This is from Chantel. She wants to know how she can improve her book cover and title and subtitle. And this is what she's got. So Brandon and I typically give feedback on this together, so we will just continue to do that. All right. Okay, so the thing that I see, first of all, is you've gotten your subtitle, first of all, although it's going over three lines, it's not formatted very well. Like you should be using caps and that sort of thing. In addition to that, you've got a period here. So now you've got herbal medicine for beginners, then this sentence, and then live a healthier lifestyle. So now you've got literally three titles in here. So you need to just check the formatting of that, right? Maybe live a healthier lifestyle you use as a sticker. And then the other thing is, I'm looking at this image up here and I'm looking at this image down here, and they're really incongruous to me. Like this one looks more rustic. This one looks like it's in a really swanky kitchen, right? But they're not aligning, in my opinion. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. One's more like holistic, the other one's a little bit more like what's the word? Maybe more like
Sterile, I
medical
think, would be,
almost,
yeah, definitely sterile for sure. Yeah.
with like the white background and everything. And so yeah, you could even pick one direction to go with, restructure it a little bit. If this is your 30K word book, I do recommend that you get this designed from 99 Designs, or at least go to Fiverr and try to get something that's going to be a little bit more professional, because this is a it's a good topic, but it's also competitive. So make sure you're putting a cover that's going to be able to compete in the marketplace. Other than that,
I
avoid
think,
using the special characters.
yeah. And I think your subtitle does
Dashes,
need a little
periods.
work in regard to easy to create herbal remedies to rid, prevent. I wouldn't use the word prevent for sure. And I don't know if I use the word rid. All ailments, learn to avoid over-the-counter medications. So we're going to circle back to please watch the title and subtitle lessons. And understand you need to have an offer, pain points, and desired outcome in your subtitle. So that you haven't quite gotten there yet. You're getting there, but it's not quite there yet. Anything else, Brandon, on that? I don't
I think that's it. Just work on connecting that subtitle there. You're missing, like Libby said, you're missing the offer, and you're also missing a third pain point benefit in there.
Okay. Moving on. Okay, this is from Terry. Does the topic strength training over 60 have proof of concept? Okay, so Terry, circling back to the proof of concept lesson, remember that you're going into an incognito window with KD Spa. You're going to put in strength training over 60, plunk that in, and check to make sure that there are three books with under 150 reviews that are making over $500 in revenue, their book length, and some people say publishing data is not relevant. We still say it's relevant. So if it's been published in the last 30 days, I would not count it. Other things to consider, that strength, that niche, exercises in anything for seniors or over 60 is pretty well saturated. So it may have proof of concept. There may be a lot of competition. And lastly, the other thing to consider, if this is your first 30K book, Terry, I probably would steer you away from it only because there's going to be a lot more moving parts with illustrations and potentially videos. What about you, Brandon? Anything else on that?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And what was the promo code, Libby, for the formatting? Formatting
It
10?
is print ready 10.
Print ready 10. There we go. Just typing it here for the
Everybody in the chat.
chat.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. This is from Rochelle. And I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but her title is Tiny Tempers, Big Emotions, Simple Guide to Balance Emotional Regulation in Toddlers. Provide coping ne mechanisms. I think the next slide is her actual title and subtitle to review. That was background. Okay. Tiny Tempers, Big Emotions is a simple guide to help new moms, single parents, and caregivers navigate the unexpected tantrums and other behaviors seen in toddlers. Okay, so let's circle back to the whole book title lesson. First of all, Rochelle, your main title is what? What is the book topic? Is it raising toddlers? What is it? Because that's getting lost here in the Tiny Tempers, Big Emotions. There's this awesome coach I know. His name is Brandon. And he always says, sometimes we have to sacrifice creativity for searchability. So think about, what is somebody sitting down at their laptop on Amazon, and what are they going to look for? It's probably something about raising toddlers. So that's what you should have in your main title. Then in your subtitle, you've got a simple guide. So there's your offer to help new moms, single parents, and caregivers navigate the unexpected tantrums and other behaviors. Okay, so you've got this huge, right, group of people that you could just whittle down to one with caregivers. And then you need to roll in the pain points. What are the emotions that someone is experiencing when they're sitting down and looking for that book? All of this information can be found in your customer research. And then you need to have your desired outcome. Is it that you're, you know, getting through the terrible twos as a parent without pulling out your hair? What is it? So you need to remember all of those key things for your book titles. Number one, your offer in the subtitle. Two, pain points and how your book is going to help them, and keywords. And number three, what is the desired outcome? So I would take what you've got and go back to the drawing board from there. Anything else, yep. Brandon?
I think you got it all.
All right, cool.
All right, so we got Larry. Please review and comment on my proposed book title, Aphasia. How do you say that?
Aphasia.
You know, pronounce that.
Aphasia
workbook for midlife, 45, 64 adults, for midlife adults. Okay. And the subtitle, large print, clear illustrations, clinically proven exercises to improve speech and language skills, as well as cognitive and motor skills to regain independence and perform everyday conversations or tasks without constant assistance from others. My original title that passed proof of concept was Aphasia workbook for adults, but I added midlives to distinguish 2 million US offer, blah, blah, blah. All right. Estimated 15 to 20% in age group. Okay. So let's see. Let's start with the subtitle. The subtitle looks way too long. Way, way too long. And it's also, it's kind of just like a run-on sentence. You want to be careful with how many times you're using and. You want to find better way to kind of connect all these pieces together. And you're really starting off with commas, right? You're starting off with like a list of things, but you need to focus on really providing that structure that we preach here. You know, you have your offer, you have your pain point benefits, improved, but you need to shorten it. Identify the three most important pain point benefits in there and find a better way to connect it, because right now it's just a little bit of a run-on sentence there. And so your main title, that's okay. I will say, be careful with restricting it by a specific amount of adults. And maybe aphasia only impacts majority people within that age, but I would always try to stay safe and go based on what you're seeing on Amazon. If no one else is really giving it an age range, then I would stay away from that. Just to be sure. But other than that, try to maintain your main title and subtitle within 200 characters. It's looking too long and you need to cut some stuff out. Yeah.
And you've got your offer, but it's buried under the large print and clear illustrations. So you could probably start out with clinically proven illustrations with, or clinically proven exercise with clear illustrations to improve speech, something language skills, like develop, recapture language skills, something like that. But you've got, it is exactly what Brandon said, this huge run-on sentence. And I get that this is your, without constant assistance from others, that's your desired outcome. But I think you need to find a little bit more streamlined way to say that for sure. And then the large print, if you can put that in your title, great. If not, put a sticker on your book.
Yeah.
Right.
Large print and clear illustrations could honestly be part of that sticker. And then just focus on those clinically proven exercises, list three pain point benefits, and then have a strong closing line at the end and make it all under 200 characters.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's roll it. Hopefully that's helpful. Okay, your turn or my turn? Think it's my
I
turn.
don't
Okay, this is from Robert. How do the book covers get designed and to put into the book contest? Okay, so Robert, there's a company that we recommend called 99 Designs so that you can get some a variety of designers to give you an ebook cover. You can start a contest there. They call them contests. We don't run the contest. 99 Designs does that. So that fee is $197. Then you'll take that ebook to Fiverr and get a paperback, hardback, and ACX cover that's between 45 and 60 bucks. Other items needed for the book that cost, you've got formatting, unless you can do that yourself. Amazon ads when you get there, Facebook ads if you decide to do that, and of course, an ACX narrator. But other than that, I can't think of any other expenses. What about you, Brandon? Am I missing something?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, cool. Okay, let's go.
How to check research the popularity of a
Of a
topic.
topic.
All right. I mean, there is a handful of indicators that you can take a look at, but follow the proof of concept, because the proof of concept is really designed to say, is there books with relatively low amount of reviews written by non-authority figures like us that are making money? So it might be a really, really popular topic, but it might come with a lot of authority figures or a lot of hurdles. So the most important thing is our proof of concept. So we know that there's people in that niche that are freshly new, they're coming in non-authority and they're making money because we want to be one of those people. So sometimes it's not about going into the most popular topic. It's about going into a topic that's popular, but has an opportunity for us to go in there. And the best way is going to be the proof of concept. And take a look at your competitors. Some topics are going to have, as they get more competitive, they're going to be offering more bonuses, maybe video classes, stuff like that. So proof of concept, and then take a look at your competitors and ask yourself, if I put a 30K word book here, can I compete? And if people have videos, if people have all these different things on there, then the answer to that would be no. So either move on to a different topic or put in the effort to compete within that niche based on your competition. But proof of concept is going to be your North Star.
Yep, definitely. Okay, this is from Cedric. I'd like to know what are the top three niche areas to begin my topic research for my book, such as I'm considering personal finance. Okay, so Cedric, I personally, as a coach, do not recommend any top three niches. What I say is find proof of concept because let's say the top three niches are chair yoga for seniors, strength training for seniors, and underwater basket weaving for seniors. Okay. The thing that ends up happening is that you have a flood of books into these niches, and then it becomes what we call saturated. So start looking at ideas, start testing the proof of concept, and see what you come up with. Any other suggestions on that, Brandon?
No, I think that's it. And just as a side note, remember that a lot of topics come down to either like money, health, or self-help relationships. So focus on a topic that's going to be solving a problem at the end of the day. But
Yep.
at the
Yeah,
end
and
of the
if,
day, there's a lot of proof of concepts, a lot of topics to explore.
yeah, don't limit yourself with the top three for sure. I know I
Yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
All right, going on. Okay.
All right, so we got Lynn. I just launched my 30K word book on Amazon and it's very exciting. Congratulations. Yet the process was very daunting. Yep, we all know what it's like launching that first book. It's a lot of steps, but it gets better. But now I have to get reviews. I watched the module on reviews and I don't have the budget to pay ads, so it's Facebook posts for me in Facebook groups. Quick question, I assume I'm sending them a free ebook copy from Amazon. It is free for Kindle Unlimited. We actually send them a PDF copy. That's our early reader copy. And then once it's live, that we go back to them and then we offer them that free Kindle official version. And then that way we get a verified review once they leave a review. But let's keep going on the question. I assume I'm sending them a free. Oh, I already read that. I put a price on my ebook. My publication date for my ebook was October 1st. I'm trying to get my ebook free for my Facebook post. I went to marketing on KDP there. I hope I get reviews by book recommendation. I don't know if it's enrolled in KDP ebook because when I type in my ebook name in ASIN, my ebook is not found. Have to make Facebook posts in five Facebook groups. I really need help with Amazon. I hope I explained my predicament well. I can't do any of that if I don't know my ebook is free on Amazon. All right, Lynn. So it sounds like you're getting a little bit confused on that launching strategy. So you're sending them off, you're actually sending them a PDF copy, right? And then once they have had, like, let's say a week or two to read that PDF copy, that's when we set the free ebook promotion on Amazon. And that's when we tell them, hey, thank you for being part of my early reader review. I hope you like the book, blah, blah, blah. If you could leave some honest feedback, and just remember to download your free copy of the book. So I hope that makes sense, Lynn. They have a PDF copy, and then once they're done, then we just tell them to go leave a review, but first download the official free ebook version on Kindle there. So I would rewatch that lesson because I think a few details are getting missed there.
For sure. You definitely want to make your ebook for free by going to promote and advertise next to your ebook. If you click on that, you'll see on the left-hand side some information about doing a promo days. That all coincides with what Brandon was just talking about with the advanced reader team. So please go back and watch those lessons in module 5 on Facebook reviews. All right. Hopefully that helps. Okay. She said it did. Yay. Good. Okay. This one is from Bridget. Please review the following proposed title and subtitle. Ticks all the boxes. Customer research. Okay. No grid survival. Proven projects to safeguard your family home and supplies in a disaster. Learn how to flourish in a grid down crisis and long-term secure independent off-grid living. Okay. So, Bridget, you've got three titles here. So, I'm thinking that your niche, your topic is no grid survival projects, right? In which case, you don't need to use the word again, right? So, you could have proven ideas to safeguard your family, home, and supplies in a disaster. But then you need to talk about flourishing in a grid down crisis, et cetera, and put it all basically into one sentence because you've got it in three different sentences. So remember, it's your main book topic in the main title, your offer in the subtitle, your pain points, and then your desired outcome. So I've got that you want to flourish in a grid down crisis, right? But you've already mentioned grid before. Can you think of another word besides grid for your subtitle? And I get that your desired outcome is a long-term, secure, independent, off-grid living, but it's just not flowing very well. So please go back and rewatch that lesson and rework that a little bit. And then next up is that in the top 10 books or so, they're mostly identical covers. Oh, let me guess, they're yellow, black, and maybe white, right? They all
There's a
look
few
like,
green ones too.
yeah, right? With similar
Like dark
titles,
green, yeah.
colors, yep, and similar graphic elements. So clearly they're doing something right. Is it better to stand out or blend in with accepted, validated herd? I paid close attention to the customer criticisms on the top seller, so I think I can offer something extra. But buyers may never know that if they don't click on the cover. Okay, so here's what I always think about book covers. You can make it unique and still use the same colors and graphic elements. It's just a matter of how you're putting it together, whether or not your title is easy to read, then that's compelling. But You want to make your book cover look unique enough to be compelling, but similar enough to look like it belongs, right? So this is what I talk about, like with people. You want to be unique and have your own special style, but you don't want to be so unique that it looks weird, like you're weird and nobody wants to hang out with you. Same with your book cover. You want to have it look like it belongs, but be unique enough to be compelling, but not be so unique that nobody's going to think that you belong in there. Same sort of idea. Hopefully that helps with both your title and the book cover. All right, let's move on.
Yep.
Oh, this one's for
Here's a
you.
poem. I live in Canada. Do I need to create an LLC in the US? No, you do not, Paul. You can totally go for some Canadian options, corporations, and all that good stuff. So you don't need an LLC in the US.
Yeah. Aren't you guys lucky?
Yeah, and Canadians have their own option. I use a corporation, but there's a handful of other types of ways that you can set up your business. And the best person for that's going to be probably a tax accountant for your specific situation.
Definitely. Okay, this one's from Kareem. Like your opinion on my book cover finalists in 99 Designs. Which two are best? Are you ready? Here we go. Boom.
Nice.
I think that's all five, six of them. Kareem, thanks for whittling it down to six. We really appreciate that. Can you see these okay?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have any feedback? Yeah, I know which one I like. How about you, Brandon?
Yeah, I think I see a decent one too.
Okay, what's your number?
Let's see. I think the last three have a decent color palette there. A5 is good too, but definitely you don't want to use a white background.
Right. And 85 is the one that I liked. Couple of things, Kareem. First of all, you can't use, or you can't, you can use white, but we don't recommend that you do because it
Yeah.
blurs into the background when you pull it up on Amazon. Secondly, your pen name is too big in font size. It should be smaller than the subtitle, for sure. I liked 85 because the colors are really popping. Right. And it's definitely, there's no mystery what the book is about. This one, for some reason, I'm not a big fan of the color scheme. And here you've got your subtitle going over four lines, not three, which is what we recommend. And yours, again, your pen name is too big down here. I'm not seeing the difference between 87,
Yeah.
86, and 85. Are they the same? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They look the same.
Yeah. So for me, I'm a big fan of 85. I don't like the color scheme in 83 or 57, but you could make this like a robin's egg blue, like super light blue in the back. All this stuff would still pop. Yeah, that's my opinion. Yep.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. And just try to avoid, like, I know we're not picking this one, but try to avoid using like three different colors in the subtitle. Stick to two and just make sure it matches up nicely there.
Yep, agreed. Okay, I think we can move on. Thanks, Kareem, for submitting those. You're welcome. All right, this is Anthony. Anthony, I saw that you were late, but you're okay, man. We are just getting to you. All right, he set up four ad campaigns per the ad module, began on 10/12. Today's the 8th. It's okay, so it's been 8 days. Screenshot is from 7 days ago. Do I leave it alone until $50 spend and it's been 2 weeks or just now? Okay, so this is his screenshot. Can you see that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you spent $1. There's nothing to adjust right now.
Yeah, you've got to wait your couple of weeks and just start seeing what kind of things you're going to tweak as you get moving. This is one of the challenging parts of Amazon ads, don't you think, Brandon, is waiting for the data.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, it's that anxiety, like, should I change this? Should I change that? But
Right.
let the data drive you. So you're gonna need to spend, $49 more to really make some meaningful changes in there. So hang on tight, and if it's spending too slow, just simply go in there and raise your bids by a few cents every, let's say every week, and you'll get there. But you definitely want to go slow.
Yeah, definitely. Also, in regard to your question, do I use A plus content keywords in your Amazon ads campaign keywords? Yes. I think that was pretty straightforward. I got that. All right, moving on. He said, I knew you would say that. I just wanted to be sure. Yeah. I know it's patience. I hate that part. I'm not good at it. All right. I'll give this one to
Okay, we
you.
got Marcelo. I'm about to create my outline and I have three potential books. Book titles. I would like some feedback on them. Here they are. So we have Stop Overthinking and Let Go of Anxiety, Let Go of Overthinking with Ease, the step-by-step guide to letting go of mental spin. Okay, so right off the bat, when it comes to the main title, title number three doesn't really have your proof of concept keyword in there. I'm guessing your proof of concept keyword is, stop overthinking, something along those lines. So let go of overthinking with ease, or stop overthinking and let go of anxiety. Both of those could work. As long as you have your proof of concept keyword, that's going to be the most important part for your main title. But let's take a look at your subtitle. Enhance self-confidence, manage stress, and achieve a peaceful mind, even if you feel constantly overwhelmed by doubt and negative thoughts. That's actually a pretty well structured title. You definitely followed the lessons. You could have, you could have like an offer kind of in front of it, right? But you have good elements in there. Title number two, cultivate greater presence, achieve clarity, and break free from negative thoughts, even if you feel trapped in endless worry. Achieve inner peace, resilience, and improve relationships by stopping overthinking. So again, title three, the subtitle falls a little bit short. It doesn't really feel complete, but your first two options, they're definitely sounding well. And you could have an offer like, letting them know. Is it going to be easy? Is it going to be simple? Is it going to be strategies? What is it going to, what's in the book that's going to help them gain those pain point benefits? But other than that, these are well structured.
That's all I would include is what's your offer? Easy
Yeah.
steps, easy exercises. What's it going to be? And then you've really done some really good work on the subtitle and the pain points. Good job. All right, moving on. Okay, this is from Zora. Finished the final stage of choosing the cover for my first 30K book. Helpful for your feedback and guidance. Okay, let's see. I'm pretty sure this is Zora's. Ta-da. All right. Anti-inflammatory diet for. Okay. These all, am I losing my marbles or do they all look the same?
Yeah, all look pretty similar. I think it's just the title size, really.
Right? Okay.
Think the first one has a giant title. I think you might be too close to the margins on
Yeah,
that one.
for sure. And too close margins down here in your images. For sure.
Yeah.
Do you think that feeling better fast is a promise, Brandon?
Feel better fast. I don't think it would have issues,
Okay.
but it's hard to say. You really want to be careful not to make it sound like a promise. I mean, it does sound like a promise, but I just don't think it would get flagged on for any keyword purpose. Any like red flag keyword, but
Yeah. And I also, if
and
I'm
it
gonna
but.
go ahead, Brandon.
I was just gonna say, I feel like there could be a better way to end off that title other than feel better fast. It's a little bit basic. I think you can get a little bit more, use a little bit more copywriting skills.
Yes, agreed. Yeah, so I think I like This one, the second one, the best. This, when the secrets gets blown up, it makes me feel dizzy. I don't know. What about you? But I like consistency.
I think those two are just super, super similar. Yeah. But I do agree, secrets is like unnecessarily big in that one. So you have to remember, secrets is not really your topic. It's about the anti-inflammatory. So if anything, I would put the focus on that and let the rest ride out a little bit.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and I think your subtitle could use a little bit of work. Recipes to skyrocket energy, bolster gut health. Is there another pain point you could have in there? And you've got this 100 plus super easy mouth-watering recipes. I guess that's all part of your subtitle, but you could have put that with a sticker. I don't know. I think that the subtitle leaves a little to be desired right now. What do you think, Brandon?
It does feel a little bit incomplete. Yeah, it feels like you're missing like one thing there. And I think what Libby said is also pretty important, because you have 100 plus recipes in there. That's a good amount of recipes. I think that could definitely be good on a seal or a batch as well.
Yeah, agreed. All right, I hope that helps. Moving on.
All right, we got Valina. Hi, I got a few different cover ideas to sign for my first 30K word book. My coach suggested to get more opinions on them. So my question, what do you think about the cover ideas? What to change? Which one is best? What to improve? I think the black cover is a little bit too dark.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we have self-love reimagined, self-love reimagined.
Are those the same person's hands?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Like, or is it two different people? I don't know. I don't know. It's hard
I
to
feel the
tell.
way that the title is up top is a little bit bland.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like this reimagined, it has like a, that's kind of like a muted brownish. And then your subtitle, hard to read as well. It's just kind of all blending in the gray. So I think the title, the way the title is being shown, could use some work. But what do you think about the image, Libby? Do you think it?
See, it's not resonating with me for self-love. I'm not even sure, if there it's the same hands. I don't know. I'm not sure I like that image for that book. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like an artsy image. It's like, but you could find something that could align a little bit better. Pen name, make it smaller as well.
Yeah, for sure. I do like this
This.
sticker over this sticker with the peel back because it makes it harder to read. Right? But
Yeah.
I think your
Yeah.
color scheme is really just kind of missing the mark. It's just not popping. I would not stop on this book if I was scrolling through. It's just not grabbing me.
Yeah. Let me see the bottom left one. Self-love reimagined. Yeah, that hand image is even trickier. It's just getting in the way of everything. It's just overlapping everything.
Yeah, agreed. And you can't even read the subtitle down there. Yeah. Okay. I think you've got some good feedback there, Alina. All
Yeah,
right.
keep it up. Needs a little bit more.
Okay. This is from Renee. Hello, Sunday coaches. I know it says Elizabeth, but she goes by Renee. I have an ads campaign manager. Hey, that's cool. Running my ads. A few weeks ago, I discussed this with the group that my ads are converting in thousands of impressions, but very slowly, about one sale per day. My ACoS, even after the cover design change, is about the same. It's averaging 135% to 195%. Keeps putting my book next to the bestsellers in my niche. I would buy her book over mine too. Should we be showing my book and my top competitors on the same page campaign in your experience? All I did all of Brian's methods at the beginning. Okay, so here's the thing, Renee. You don't want your book to show up on page two. That's for darn sure. Number three, if your cover is not grabbing your attention like the bestsellers is, I know you said you redid the cover, but you might want to do it again. And just if as long as it's coming up on page one, that's good. So then the other questions are, you have these four key components for a good book that's going to sell. Book topic, sounds like you've got it. Book title, sounds like you've got that. Book cover and reviews. So I think maybe is it the number of reviews? How can you boost your number of reviews? You can do the Facebook method all over again and then put your book down for promo days and let it go that way. You can also just schedule some promo days just to get some more traffic with your book. Yeah. Oh, and she's got 140 reviews. That's awesome. How many reviews, Renee, does the best seller have? That's my question. Oh, 6,100. Yeah, that's a little bit of competition right there. Right? So, other things can you do a bundle in that niche to help build up your book sales? Can you do something like that? I don't know. What other suggestions do you have, Brandon?
I think bundle bonuses, that's really it. But sometimes books take a little bit longer to kind of be picked up. Just be careful. You're not bleeding money when it comes to your ads. Go slow, keep putting on reviews and start on the next one.
Yeah, that's what I would
Because
do.
sometimes some books are winners. Some of them are, they need a little bit more love over time. But I've seen tons of books really fall flat for a few months, and then you work on them a little bit more reviews, and slowly you can scale them back up.
Yep, exactly. All right, next up. This is from
We got
Caroline.
Caroline.
Is
I'll
this your
take this one.
student?
We got, no. Is
No.
it your student? No.
Oh.
Hey coaches, can I please have feedback on these title examples? Thank you so much in advance. All right. The Vagus Nerve Power Guide. That sounds a little bit like an electrical book. Vagus Nerve Power, Vagus Nerve Daily Power Guide. I don't know why, but the way Power Guide, I don't think it belongs together.
I would agree with that.
But I'm glad you have your proof of concept keyword in the beginning there, in the main title. That's going to be the most important thing for the main title. Let's take a look and see what you have at the sub. Step-by-step exercises to manage stress, support gut health, balance emotions, and boost energy levels for better sleep and lasting wellness. Step-by-step exercises to manage stress, support gut health and emotional balance, ultimately enhancing your overall energy levels and wellness. I think the way it's connecting on this on the number two is a little bit off. Step-by-step exercises to manage stress, support gut health, balance emotions, and boost energy levels for better sleep and lasting wellness. Balance and boost energy and lasting wellness. Okay. Let's see. So these ones are, I guess, almost the same. Support gut health, balance emotions, and boost energy levels, step-by-step exercises. All right, I think that the second, the this one and this one are really the same subtitle there.
Almost.
What's
Yeah.
different than them? I can't tell.
The end result,
Manage stress.
the desired outcome, ultimately
Boost
enhancing your
energy
overall
levels.
energy level and wellness.
Better sleep and lasting wellness. I think it's just the second one that's different there, but so it's not bad. The first one, step-by-step exercises to manage stress, support gut health, balance emotions, and boost energy levels for better sleep and lasting wellness. I'm not sure if I would use the word wellness. I feel like it gets used a lot and there's just always more specific things that you can do, but yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. What do you think, Libby?
I think, well, you know how I feel about ing words, right?
Oh,
Enhancing,
yeah.
right? And you could say something like step-by-step exercises to manage stress, support gut health and emotional balance to ultimately enhance your overall well-being or something like that. Be a lot less wordy, and I think that an ing word doesn't carry as much weight as enhance versus enhancing. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I just don't like the word ultimately there.
Yeah, me either.
Kind of makes it sound, it's more of like a kind of sounds like you're having a conversation with someone rather than like reading a title that's like direct and to the point. So,
Agreed. Just needs a little bit of tweaking. You're almost there, Caroline.
yeah, I like the first one better.
All right. This one is from Malik. Quick update: after being stuck in the illustration phase of my book for over 2 months, why do we recommend you don't have a book topic with a lot of illustrations? For that reason, right? Due to technical difficulties finding a reliable artist, finally made it through, went through three freelancers. Ugh. We either didn't finish the work or delivered low quality results. Fourth and final freelancer was 15 days late. Still wasn't until Fiverr canceled the order, he became responsive and completed the final revisions. There were moments when he felt like giving up, but reminded myself, setbacks, just a test. Okay. Now that I've received the formatted book back from Fiverr, I told him the wrong trim size and wanted to confirm 8.5 by 11 is the correct trim size for a book with many illustrations. I don't know, Malik. I think you can go 8.5 by 11, and I think you can go 6 by 9. What are the other books in the niche? How big are they? So look at the top three bestsellers. Are they 8.5 by 11? Are they 6 by 9? What are they? And just model your book after those, right? So that's what
Yeah.
I would do, is just see what everybody else is doing. And I'm not telling you to be a lemming, but if it's working for them, then do it. That's my
Yeah,
thought.
definitely follow your competition.
Yeah, exactly. Can AI
All
help
right.
me with historical drama and a comedy plot? Not the AI platform we have, but ChatGPT sure can. Right? That's what I would use. Okay.
We got Melita O'Neill. Hey, coaches, please comment on my title and subtitle. I have the following entries in the qualifying rounds for book cover design. Please guide me as I choose my finalists. I'm still in the process of finalizing my title and subtitle. Does this have a cover link attached
No,
to it or
there was no
okay?
cover link.
All right. So we have a simple guide for seniors 60 plus to enhance independence with Save. Okay, so the main title is Safe Moves, Chair Exercises for Seniors. Okay, so you kind of have like a two-part main title. You have to keep in mind that if this is your title right here, Amazon is going to add another colon in there, and then your subtitle is going to be here. I have seen books with two colons. I think it's a little bit weird, but it's not necessarily wrong. But let's take a look at the subtitles. A simple guide for seniors 60 plus to enhance independence with Save. Gentle seated exercises that improve mobility, strength, and mental clarity, all from home. An easy guide for seniors over 60 to maintain independence through safe, gentle chair exercises that boost mobility, strength, and mental clarity at home. A beginner's guide for seniors 60 plus to stay active with safe, gentle seated exercises that enhance mobility, strength, balance, and mental clarity in the comfort of home. A comprehensive guide for seniors 60 plus to enhance mobility, strength, gentle chair exercises promote balance and mental clarity. An easy guide for seniors 60 plus boosts mobility, strength, mental clarity through safe, gentle seated exercises, allowing for effective routines at home. All right. So I see that you have seniors 60 plus in your subtitle. I will say that that would be better to put in your main title. You might as well, because you're already saying chair exercise for seniors, and then you're saying a simple guide for seniors. So you're wasting kind of valuable keyword real estate there. If you move the 60 plus, then you can kind of eliminate, not the simple part, but you can eliminate this and give the subtitle a better structure, really, if you're eliminating that. But if you did eliminate that, it would be a simple guide to enhance independence. Simple guide to enhance independence with safe, gentle, seated exercises that improve mobility, strength, and mental clarity, all from home. Other than that, you have the ingredients in there. I do think it could be, you kind of tweak it a little bit. You can structure it, put it together a little bit better. Have that clear offer and have a stronger closing line on there. But I think it's on the right track. What do you think, Libby?
Yeah, I think exactly what you said. I also want to point out, Melita, at this point, I want to make sure you're very aware it's a highly competitive niche, number one. Number two, that you've got somebody on tap to do illustrations, just like Malik was saying, you really struggled with that. So I don't want you to run into that hurdle either. And then lastly, I think nowadays in this niche, people have videos. So consider our animations. All of these things that you need to be competitive. I'm not saying abandon your idea. I'm just saying there's a lot more to it than just a book title in a 30,000 word manuscript, in my opinion.
Yeah, very profitable niche, but you need to go in there ready to compete
Really, really
with
pop
what's
it.
going on in there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Okay, this is from, I think we already did Chantel's, right? So I think we did hers.
Maybe, yeah.
Yep. And we
Yeah.
did that. We did that. Okay, this one is new. This is from Anne. I'm a published creative writer, would like to publish my AIA books under a pen name to keep my original work separate from my AI assisted writing. How do I do that? You just make up a pen name, Anne, and you just publish your books in your KDP account using that pen name. That's it. It's pretty simple.
Yep. When you upload a book with a different name, no one's gonna know that that's the same person.
Yep, exactly. Okay, we did that.
We did this one.
Yep. Did that,
We did
did
this
that,
one.
did that. See, I told you guys. This one is about Grammarly. Okay, like to know you're about what idiom to use, considering that some words are spelled differently depending on the country of origin. Okay, guess what? You're going to spell it the way they spell it in the United States. Not that I'm biased, but we have the largest market on Amazon. So spell it accordingly. I can tell you, somebody gave me a 3-star review on my book because I had yogurt spelled the English way with an H and not the American way without the H. So there you go.
You can spell yogurt with an H.
YOGHURT or something like that. In the UK, that's how they spell it.
Interesting.
Right? H though.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah,
And
keep
like color within the
everything
U.
American.
Yeah, keep it American. Okay.
Mesfin. What method or research can we use to list potential areas in which audiences are most interested? Can we use to list potential areas in which audiences are most interested to read or listen?
I think it's the proof of concept method. Yep. Module two. Proof of concept.
Yeah, that's going to give you all you need. And
Yep.
aside from that, make sure that you're solving a problem. I think that's going to be where you're going to see the most demand. People want to fix their problems.
Definitely. That's why they're searching on Amazon. Okay. So this is from John Paul. According to a suggestion in publishing.ai, trim size of the paperback version should be 5.8 by 8.5. I thought it was 6 by 9.
6x9 is better.
6 by 9 is better, Sean Paul. In that case, the trim size is around this. That seems awfully large. So 6 by 9 book is what you're looking for. 6 by 9. That's not right. Yeah, it's 5.8. Yeah, that's not right. So six
Yeah,
by nine is the way to go.
All right. Crystal Davis. I have recently launched my latest book on Amazon. Congrats. And I have reached out to many friends on Facebook using the review method taught. I only received two people who even answered me. Some thought I was hacked. I don't feel comfortable posting about what I am doing because I know so many people have lots of opinions on AI, and they all know I'm not a schooled author. I feel like they will think I'm an imposter or something. I don't want all the possible hate and questions. So I've reached out to select people, and they are not even answering. Anyone else feels this way? Any other ideas? I also have Pubby. All right. I mean, I would just say keep going, right? Keep going. There's going to be people that will want to say all sorts of different things, but don't worry about it. At the end of the day, you're taking action. They're probably not taking action on anything like this, right? Use Pubby as well. It's going to be good. If you can have people from your personal network, that would be awesome. And you don't have to tell them that it's AI, right? but other than that, you just need to really grind that method part. And honestly, a lot of times strangers are more open to helping you. So take advantage of the review method that we have, the free one on the Facebook groups, right? So go back to the review lesson and make sure you take action on those strategies. And if the personal network's not working too much, that's okay. That's only one of them. Take a look at the other ones and keep going.
Exactly. I don't think that J.K. Rowling was a schooled author either, and she created the Harry Potter series. So I would just keep after it, Crystal. Okay, that's the last one. Ooh. Okay, so now
All
we can get
right.
to the ones in the chat. Here we go.
All right. So we got Andrea. Hello. Please tell us how we can get our POCs checked by coaches. All right. So head over to the Thursday proof of concept call. And there you can have a coach check on your proof of concept live. Other than that, you can always book a discovery call, contact support, and let them know you might be interested in the Publishing Accelerator program, because then you have a coach with you every step of the way.
Exactly. Okay, Barbara, I paid originally when publishing AI first came out, but never heard anything further. How do I start using it? Please send a message back over to support. They're going to walk you through the process. But if you go to publishing.ai and you use the first time login user, that should get you right into that. But other than that, reach out to support at publishing.
All right, so we got Sam, a general question on topics, please. Are collections of short stories or games suitable if they have proof of concept? For example, a collection of short stories for seniors or memory games for seniors. I mean, if they have proof of concept, they're totally viable, but you have to remember that if you want to do a book about memory games, you're not going to be able to really, you can't use our AI system for that. You're going to need to go into different tools. That's an activity book. It's more of a low content type kind of stuff. So it can't, our AI system can't really do those memory games, but it could do a collection of short stories if you really play around with the outline there. I wouldn't say it's recommended, but it is it is possible to make it with the AI. But at the end of the day, if a topic has proof of concept, as long as you can put together a high quality product that stacks up with the competition, then it's a viable thing to publish.
Yep, for sure. Okay, this is a question from Jason, AI topic research sheet round zero. Jason, I'm not really sure what your question is. Can you put it into the chat, please? I've got the link. Oh, but I don't have access. So, Jason, you'll have to give me access, and also you're going to need to let me know what your question is. Okay.
We got anonymous. Where do I start? I bought this over a year ago and now I'm ready to start. So start off with the 7-day challenge. I think it's going to give you the little push, the little boost that you need. And then after that, keep going. But the 7-day challenge will be your best bet.
For sure. This question is from Lynn Barry. All right. Book titles I'm considering: Ace the Interview, Proven Strategies to Land Your Dream Job, Master Common Questions, Build Confidence, and understand what employers want, or ace the interview, proven strategies to land your dream job, build confidence, answer common and tough questions, and stand out to employers, or last but not least, interview for success, proven strategies to land that job, proven techniques for preparation, self-confidence building, and post-interview success. Okay, so first of all, Lynn, I just want to double check. Is interview your main topic? And is this a 7-day challenge book or a 30K book? That does matter. But I like the proven strategies to master common questions, build confidence, and understand what employers want to land your dream job. So landing your dream job is the desired outcome. So you should put that last and put in the pain points with what you've got about common questions and building confidence first. But I would always make sure that your main title is actually the book topic. Is it interview techniques? Is it, what is it? So there's that to consider. Would you say anything different, Brandon?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool. All right.
All right, so we got Robin. I'm currently in the editing and proofreading stages of my book, doing puppy reviews. Today, while selecting my next book to review, I came across a book that not only covers the same topic as me, but also uses a similar image that I had through 99 Designs. Should I change my cover image? Okay, let's see. Can you open up that link, Libby?
I did. Can you see? Oh, hang on. I have to resume this. Boop. There we go. Can you see it, Brandon?
Oh. Yeah. That's interesting. I think it's the same people, but they're like,
yeah,
but different image. Yeah. Let's see. I wouldn't change it just yet. So, and also their cover has like a huge gold bar at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't like their cover name. At all. Yeah.
That's like a left light thing that looks like it's like from like the 80s. So hold off, put reviews on your book. Let's see how it does. And if you need to later, then you can pull the trigger. But I think it's too early to say. You might just completely blow this book out of the water. This book, the other competitor might get lost on like the 50th page and no one will ever know it exists.
Yeah. Plus
so just
their
hold
subtitle.
On.
I mean, your book cover and your book title and subtitle is clearly superior to theirs. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. But I can tell you, I ran a book contest, cover contest on 99 Designs, and somebody came back with the exact same image of somebody in my niche. They had just put my title on the cover. I was not pleased. I didn't pick them. So always be mindful of that. All right.
Let's see, what else do we got?
Oh, we've got Jody who's in title and subtitle hell. My coach is out for the week. Always that happens. And always value your feedback on titles. All right. Starburst on the cover, 65 plus printable worksheets. Okay. Transformative workbook for women with ADHD. Conquer procrastination, stay organized, sharpen focus, nurture self-love, and embrace your inner strengths to live life to the fullest. Okay. Second title, transformative workbook for women with ADHD, sharpen focus, curb impulsivity, big word, nurture relationships, conquer procrastination, and amplify your strengths to live life to the fullest. Third one, curb impulsivity, sharpen focus, stay organized, nurture self-love, and embrace your innate brilliance to live life to the fullest. Okay, so Jody, the only thing I'm seeing here, I think a lot of your subtitles are awesome, but a couple of things. Number one, what is your offer? Is it exercises? Is it strategies? Because none of that is there. I see that it's a workbook, but what am I going to get out of that workbook, right? Also, the other thing I'm a little hung up with is Transformative. Keep in mind, we are generating books for an eighth grade reading level. So you don't want to have big vocabulary words. I know what it means, but other people may not, and they may not enjoy, you know, something that's like a five syllable word in the book cover, in the book title. What do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, no, I do agree.
Okay. All right. I think that's it on that one.
So we have title check, keyword, trivia books for adults, mind-bending trivia for adults, fascinating facts and quirky knowledge across history, science, and pop culture for fun conversations and quick brain workouts. Fascinating facts and quirky knowledge across history, science, and pop culture to sharpen your mind and spark conversations. I think I like number one better. Across history, science, and pop culture for fun conversations and quick brain workouts. I think it's well structured. Yeah, I think it's well structured.
All
What
right.
do you have, Libby? Honey?
Nope, I like it.
Yeah,
Mind-bending trivia for adults. Yep.
Short, catchy, to the point. I think it's good.
All right. This one is from Anne. I'm currently in the pre-launch phase for my first 30K book. What's the best way to get reviews? I know we need at least 200 free copies sent before we launch. My message is admins for Facebook group in my niche, which is AI for beginners. One asked me to pay in order to promote my book, which I politely responded, no. Yep. Two groups have allowed me to post, and only one person from each group has reached out. Using Pubby Good to supplement her book. Also asking everyone in my network, and they are all agreeing to review my book. They're also referring me to others, which is very helpful. Any other tips? Okay, so Anne, you've got a lot of them covered. One of the things in regard to Facebook groups is if you only got a little bit of response, nobody says you can't post it again and keep, you know, going back to that. The other thing to ask yourself is your offer compelling to people, right? That you're offering a free book. Maybe you put something in there where you create a little bit of fear of missing out, like only offering, you know, 50 copies to my first 50 people or 10 copies or something like that. So then you're creating a little bit more sense of urgency among people that you want to get to review your book. Always your network and whoever they know. So network plus one, right? Pubby, that you can also start using Facebook ads if you want. That's my 2 cents worth on that. Anything else on that one?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Keep it up. All right, so we got Kelly. I have many bonuses for my readers, but most of them I borrowed from a company because they give them out for free. Why reinvent the wheel? I used their contact form to ask if it was okay for me to use them in my book, and they didn't respond. Should I use them or try to create my own? Yeah, if you don't have permission to use them, then I would definitely try to use your own try to create your own. I think that's the safest way to go about it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, this one came in from Stephanie. Would you mind reviewing my title subtitle? My title is Dark Psychology Decoded. Who knew that was a topic? Okay, strategies to defend yourself against manipulation and emotional persuasion tactics, outsmart psychological warfare, and unlock the secrets of covert mind control. Wow. Okay, so you've got a lot of these and symbols in here that I would not use, right? You could use the word and in here. They're far enough apart, I think. You'd be fine. Strategies to defend yourself against manipulation, comma, emotional persuasion tactics. You don't even need an and there, right? And I could put the word to right here to outsmart psychological warfare and unlock the secrets of covert mind control. So if you just took out that and symbol, put in a comma, put a two right there, I think in the word and, you'd be pretty good. Let me look at the second one. Unlock secrets of covert mind control with key strategies to outsmart psychological warfare, persuasion tactics and defend yourself against manipulation. And then the third one, practical guide to unlock the secrets of covert mind control. Defend yourself against manipulation tactics and outsmart psychological warfare. Golly, which one do you like best, Brandon?
I think the second or third.
Yeah. Defend yourself against manipulation. So that's, I'm assuming your desired outcome is to protect yourself against manipulation. Psychological warfare sounds pretty dramatic. I don't know if I'd use that. Unlock secrets of covert mind control with key strategies. And I think I might put the key strategies to put in front of that. Key strategies to unlock secrets of covert mind control, outsmart psychological warfare, persuasion tactics, and persuasion tactics to defend myself. Yeah, so I think you've got the basics in here, Stephanie. You just need to smooth it out a little bit and put in some additional words and maybe change up the order. Yeah.
All right. So we got Sherilyn. Hello, I just need clarification, please. I'm on module 5. We were told that Amazon will shut down our KDP accounts if we use friends or family for review. But this morning, people are saying they are okay with it. Please clarify. Thanks so much. The Amazon rules does say that you can't do friends and family. As long as it's not like your immediate family, people that you share Wi-Fi with, people that you send Amazon packages for, other than that, it's pretty safe. So as long as it's not anybody that, you know, like your immediate family or people that go over to your house, I would say. Yeah. But we do have like a network strategy for reviews. There's some criteria listed on there. Check it out. And if you go that route, then you're good.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Jason said that he got his link fixed. So this is what it looks like. Here's his POC sheet. He's looking for feedback and thoughts on that. Okay. You see this okay, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so one of the things that I'm seeing, Jason, is that you've got a lot of like business and money. That doesn't seem like it's quite niched down quite enough. What do you think about that, Brandon?
Yeah, some of these have to be niched down definitely a little bit further. Some of these could work, but I would definitely try to niche down things when you have business and money.
Mm-hmm. Business management
cognitive
for
psychology.
Like anybody, for CEO, for beginners. What is that for?
Yeah.
HR and personal management, again, for who specifically? Home cleaning, random one. And then organizing. Okay, so Jason, I think based on what I'm seeing here is that you're finding some potential topics in the business arena. So I would double check these things that they're niched down for enough, you know, like this business and money. What about business and money? And then I think moving forward with some business ideas might be the best way to go, because you could bundle them together and make that all happen. Any other thoughts on that, Brandon?
No, just keep going, niche down, and take these to the Thursday call and see which ones have the best proof of concept there.
Yep. All right, cool. Okay, moving back to our questions.
We got Elizabeth. Generic question on my second book. If you have an age group in your subtitle, like the seniors as example, should that be in a different color than the rest of the subtitle in the middle of copyright? It doesn't have to, unless it makes sense, like design wise, then no, doesn't have to. Just make sure that we just want to see the main title have, people should read the main title and know exactly what the book is about and who it's for. So that's the main thing. So it doesn't have to be in the subtitle, but in the main title, that's where we want to see it. And also, it doesn't have to be a different color unless it makes part of the design and it looks great. Then you could.
Yep, cool. All right, so Sangeeta, title help, please. Overcoming acne, powerful anti-inflammatory essential oils to manage breakouts and dark spots to increase self-esteem and confidence. Anti-inflammatory activities for acne, powerful essential oil plant drugs to decrease oil production, breakouts, and hyperpigmentation for clear, smooth, even-toned skin to boost self-esteem and confidence. That seems really long. Anti-inflammatory oils for acne, powerful essential oil actives to manage oil production, breakouts, and hyperpigmentation. Okay, so I think the first title is the best one that you've got. It's very clear. It's understanding what the desired outcome is. You might put something like simple recipes, for essential oils, for this kind of thing. But and I would put in overcome acne, not overcoming acne. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah, I would definitely do overcome. But
Yeah.
do we want to use the word overcome?
Yeah, I think you can use
Overcome
overcome.
acne.
Yeah. What a another word would be holistic acne treatments or holistic acne solutions or something like that. That could work, right? But I would dress that up a little bit. I think for the most part, you've got it pretty good. The second one just keeps going and going, and I just feel like it's way too long, right? And I would look at some of the other pain points because you've got two right here, breakouts and dark spots. There's probably one more, right? And I wouldn't put
You're missing a pain point.
hyperpigmentation. Yeah. Missing a pain point. All right. Hopefully that helps.
Right, we got Chad. How many total reviews should I get from Puppy for each book? What other successful platforms are solid within the community for additional reviews? Let's see. As far as how many total reviews, I mean, when it comes to reviews, the more the better. But if you want to run Amazon ads, at least put on 15. And aside from that, keep putting more on each. Ideally, you do want to get to over 100 on each book. But it might take a little bit of time using Pubby, only using Pubby. So you want to make sure that you take advantage of some of our other strategies. But if you're looking for other platforms to get reviews, there is a handful of them. But Pubby seems to be the best, one of the safest and more effective options. Do you use any other platform, Libby, other than Pubby?
I don't.
Yeah. Because there is a lot of them, but we had plenty of issues with many platforms out there. So Hubby really remains to be one of the most reliable ones.
Yeah. For now.
For now, yeah.
Right? Because that could change. All right. This one is from Patricia. Okay, she's pretty new to this and has written her 7-day challenge book. Congratulations. Need to finish citing references and then the rest is to publish. Citing has become my latest nightmare. Really? Here's my issue. I'm deploying to the Red Cross with North Carolina tomorrow. Is it okay if I stop working on this for 2 weeks? Yeah, certainly, Patricia. Right? But I think, Holly, my 7-day challenge, I think, took me 3 weeks. How about you, Brandon?
Yeah, I think it took me like a month. It was called different. It wasn't a 7-day challenge, but it was supposed to be done fairly quick, but it took me
Yeah.
quite a bit.
Yeah, me too. So, you know what, Patricia? You'll get it done when you get it done. And in regard to your references, if you've got the references that you've got and that you used in your book, just put them into ChatGPT and ask them to put it in API style and by alphabetizing them. That's what I did. Right? Other than that, that's all I got.
right. We got George waiting for reviews. Training says wait until 100 reviews until starting second book. How many reviews per week is acceptable for Amazon? What should I be doing while I get the 100? There's not a limit of how many reviews per week is acceptable. Just make sure that they're coming in like legit, right? Like if you just get a bunch of free reviews from Pubby, then it's going to look very sketchy that you have 100 reviews and not a single person has bought your book. Just make sure that you're getting mostly verified, and then it doesn't really matter how many, because authority figures will get, you know, thousands of reviews, not thousands, that's exaggerating, but sometimes hundreds of reviews and fairly quick. So yeah. And what should I be doing while I get the 100? Well, usually to get to 100, you have to be doing quite a bit of legwork. So just work on that. And you can always start planning your second book, right? You can start looking at proof of concepts. You could even start, you know, all the steps, titling, outline. Just make sure you stagger the launches enough so you have time to really focus on a single book and get relatively close to that 100 view mark.
Yep, exactly. All right. That was all of our open questions. Woohoo! I think that's pretty awesome, guys. Okay, well, if we don't have... Oh, wait, somebody popped in with one more question. Of course. This always happens. This is from Larry. I will notify... After book launches, I will notify reviewers to go get the ebook and post the review. I know you suggest running the free ebook through KDP method for 3 days to allow reviewers to get the ebook for free, so when they leave a review, it's verified. My question is, what about all the stragglers? Tough tomatoes. That's what I say to that. They'll not be able to get the ebook for free if they wait past the 3 free days. So typically, after the first 3 free days, we bump it up to 99 cents. Okay, so it's not a huge financial hardship, I would think. And you keep sending out occasional reminders for sure. And how can they become verified if they don't want to pay the price? Well, that's... A review is better than nothing, but hopefully they will be verified. The other thing that you can do, Larry, is you can circle back and use 2 more free promo days, you know, like a week to 10 days after your 3 ended, push that out again and say, hey, my book is free again. It was such a great launch. I decided to offer it for free so people who are stragglers can get it for free. And then you can do the same thing a couple of weeks later. But again, if you're pricing it at 99 cents, I don't think that you're really asking people for a huge inconvenience. I mean, seriously, people pay way more money for a Starbucks coffee than that, right? Hope that helps.
And we got Lisa. Where's the best place to get help in evenings or weekends? Well, weekends, we have a Sunday Q&A call right here. And aside from that, if you need help with anything related to your account or... 7-day challenge stuff, then contact our support team. But if you want the help of a coach and just kind of have like a steady amount of help, then reach out to our support team and they can tell you more about the Publishing Accelerator program.
Actually, Lisa is one of my brand new students.
Awesome.
Yep. Okay, this is from Kathy. What is the process for bumping my book up to 99 cents? You had it free on Kindle Unlimited. Yep. And it will stay that way on Kindle Unlimited. But you just go through into your bookshelf on KDP. You click on your book. It's on the third page, the pricing. That's where you bump up the price. You can't jump. At least I've never been able to figure to the third page. So I go through the first page, the second page. Then I get to my pricing and that's where I edit it. So there you go. Just edit the price.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what is the overall out-of-pocket cost for each book? I thought Accelerator membership and pro plan would cover everything. Not exactly. It does cover a handful of like the cost when it comes to generating the book, like the manuscript credit. But aside from that, you have to be ready to, one, account for the manuscript. Could be up to, you know, $1,000. If you get certain plans, you can get that for much, much cheaper. And then you have cover costs. Formatting cost, cover is going to be 200, formatting is going to be 100. Editing can be anywhere from 200 to 400.
And that's after you've done your own editing. Facebook ads if you run them, Amazon ads when you get there. But yeah. So
Yeah,
basically,
those
your
amounts can
initial,
be, yeah.
varied.
Yeah, it can vary.
Yeah. Oh,
What
A
would you
plus
say is the
content.
total
Thanks, Terry.
sticker?
For a book? Okay, well, in the
Maybe.
olden days, we had the outline. That was $400, right?
Yeah.
And now you don't have that. We used to have the cost of the ghostwriter. That was anywhere between 800 to 1,000 to 1,500 bucks, right? Now it's whatever a manuscript credit costs. Book cover, A plus content. And I feel like formatting, you can buy vellum if you've got a Mac and just figure it's what, 250 plus, right? And other than
Yep.
that, I don't know. That's kind of all I got there. I think we covered them all. There we go. Jason, to submit your questions in advance, you simply go to, say, am I frozen here? Nope. See this screen right here? Q&A time. Click here to register, ask it here. That'll get you questions, your questions submitted in advance, right there.
We
All
got
right.
Sherilyn. When we change the price of the book on KDP, how do we make it stick? Well, if you changed it, it will stick. Just be sure that it takes a few days for the changes
Yes.
to show. Can.
Yeah.
And then you said you had to republish to get mine done, but I am a newbie. Yeah, no need to republish at all. Just go in there, change the price, wait for it to be reapproved, and you're good to go.
Yep. Okay. This is Mary Sue. What is A plus content? Okay, so Mary Sue, when you have gotten your 30K book, manuscript done, formatting, all of that kind of stuff, when you get into the book launch, there's a lesson in there about A plus content. It is more marketing that you have next to your book to help motivate a buyer to buy your book. That's all it is. You'll see it on Amazon, big pictures, big block text, all that kind of stuff.
And William, how much should I plan to spend to get 100 reviews, hours per month? I mean, that can vary, right? That can vary. But if you're doing the free method, you better get ready to definitely put in a few hours, 5 to 10 hours per week, whatever it might be. And if you're paying for them, then well, that's going to vary depending. You might get $1 per interested reviewer party. Or you might get $7 per interested reviewer party. So it really depends. There's not a set metric I can give you there.
You're welcome.
All right. Looks like that's it, Libby.
Okay, I think all of our last minute questions have been asked. So thanks so much, everybody, for meeting us today for the Sunday Savage call. And congratulations on being here because this is a great way to set up your day and get kind of motivated, the juices flowing for you to do some quality work for the rest of the day. Personally, I have on tap some calls and football, 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs from the Bay Area, kind of torn. So enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. And we will see you right here next week, October 27th. Oof, already. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Bye. Same bat channel. That's right, Philip.